another 5 Minutes Mystery. Egypt. Night. Silhouetted against the amber sky stands the cold and foreboding tomb of Prince Felix the Armed. At the entrance of the tomb stand the figures that composed the Campbell expedition.
Open, Campbell.
Good. Well, gentlemen, are you all ready?
Indeed, we are, yes.
Good. Dr. Martin, you go first.
As you wish.
I'm right, Pinier.
Right.
Bill Crane.
Yes, sir.
And I'll take up the rear.
Boy, is it dark in here.
What'd you expect in a tomb, sunlight?
I wonder what would happen if we got lost in here.
You know, Pena, you always manage to come up with the nicest thoughts.
Why are we stopping?
There are 4 passages branching out here.
Oh, that's just fine.
I suppose the only thing that we can do is to each take a passage and see where it leads to. How does that sound?
Presentable to me.
All right, then. And if you find anything, just shout and we'll all come running.
Boy, it really is dark in here. I wonder where all these passages lead to. Oh, well.
Good Lord. What was that?
What happened?
Hey, what was that shot? What's happened?
What was that shot?
What's happened to Campbell?
He's been shot, I guess. I was exploring that other tunnel when I heard a shot. I came running and found Campbell like this.
But who shot him?
He must have shot himself.
But his gun is still in his holster.
Yes, he must have tripped on this loose gravel and the gun went off when he fell.
Well, come on, we can't let him lie here. Help me carry him out.
Well, gentlemen, I've examined him.
And?
I was right. The bullet I took out of his body was fired from Campbell's own gun.
I'm sorry to hear you say that.
Why? What do you mean?
Just that I'm holding you, Dr. Martin, for Campbell's murder.
What single clue led Crane to believe that Dr. Martin killed Campbell? In just a moment, we'll give you the solution. But first... Now, back to our story.
But Campbell wasn't murdered. He shot himself.
That's what you try to make us believe.
What do you mean?
Just this. You said Campbell shot himself when he fell. But his gun was in his holster.
Well,
anyone knows you can't fire a gun until you've drawn back the firing pin. But what you forgot is that no one has the firing pin released when they're carrying a gun in a holster.
But that just proves that Campbell was murdered. It doesn't prove that I killed him.
Oh, yes, it does, Mr. Martin. You just told us that the bullet you removed from Campbell's body was fired from his gun. But that's impossible. Therefore, you switched bullets. An innocent man wouldn't have done that. No, Dr. Martin. That one clue proves that you and you alone murdered Campbell.